Rachel Bloom's here, Golden Globe winner. That sounds nice, right? That's your introduction everywhere now.
I know. Until the day I die, no matter what I do, if I, you know, go to become a toll booth operator, I'll always be Golden Globe winning toll booth operator.
You know what I loved about your...
pretty cool.
You know, and Andrea Darlis is here with me. Andrea, I'm going to say hi in just a second when I figure out which microphone you're on. Is that you, Andrea, right
there?
That
is me.
There you are. Say hi to Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Here's the thing, Rachel, and Andrea, you may agree with this. What I liked about your speech was, you know, at the award shows, Rachel, when people go up and they win, they're always panicked and they're completely shocked. You just had nothing but joy going on. You just were thrilled. You were funny. I loved your speech.
Thank you so much. I guess I can't picture a world in which you wouldn't be joyful, but I've worked a lot on my anxiety, so that might be, you know, a product of working through some things. But I felt kind of nothing but joy.
It was cool. It was very cool. Who's the first person you called afterwards?
You know, the two most important people in my life were there with me, my co-creator of the show and my husband. So I think I eventually did call my parents, but I was so, you know, when you win, they whisk you into this press room for like an hour, hour and a half. So I didn't get even back to my phone to call anyone after, you know, until 2 hours later.
Mom and Dad have anything specifically to say to you?
No, they just said they're very proud of me and my parents were screaming.
That's cool.
Rachel,
really sweet.
We are so proud of you. Rachel, you're so down to earth and you're so much fun. Your show's great. Do you write anything out ahead of time knowing that you're nominated? I know I see sometimes people have their, you know, these legal pad type speeches. Other people just go up and wing it.
Well, and one of the reasons Andrea is asking is because on the show, I write acceptance speeches and I'm not in any of the awards at all.
All the time, Rachel.
Yeah, actually, when I made my speech, I don't know if anyone noticed, but I had a speech in my hand. And basically, the second I got up there...
You forgot it.
No, I didn't. I had a whole, like, joke prepared, and then I kind of decided to, like, say, screw it. And I said something else, which is how I opened my speech. And then by the time I would have gotten to what the speech said, I was running out of time. But because I'd written out the speech and practiced some of the speech, I kind of knew the names I was going to say. So I didn't need to look at it. And then at the Critics' Choice Awards, I had a piece of paper. And that was more like just bullet points. But yeah, the cushion of like having something, even if I don't use it, if I went up there with like nothing, I think that would be really scary.
Who'd you want to take a selfie with the most? And who did you?
Oh, in the audience.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Come on, I saw everybody. I saw DiCaprio and Gaga. Well, that went viral, but...
Yeah, you know... God, I didn't take this. So I think the night was such a whirlwind. I didn't take a selfie with anybody.
Who's the biggest star at an after party that kissed your butt?
Well, I'll tell you the biggest star at an after party. He didn't kiss my butt, but I accosted Larry David. but he certainly did not kiss my butt.
Bernie Sanders.
Listen, I've known Larry for like 30 years. Don't be offended by that in the least. That's Larry on a good day and a bad day.
Oh, I'm sure. I accosted him. I held up my globe to give me some credibility, but I doubt he knew who I was. I think he was just at the after party for the free food, as we all are. But yeah, he was like the biggest guy, and then everyone was just very, very, very nice to me.
Well, and it's so good for the show. Obviously, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend's back with new episodes Monday night on the CW at 7 o'clock Chicago time. Here at the home of the CW, at the Tribune Tower. But, Rachel, you know, the obvious questions here just jump off the page and stuff like, are you a crazy ex-girlfriend?
Sure. Well, I think we all are. I think love makes us all crazy, and that's what we're exploring in the show is this idea of love taking us over and how, like, we tell people, oh, love is the answer, love is the most wonderful thing in the world. But is it? Love is, you know... The way you talk about it, the way it's talked about in romantic comedies, love is obsession, and it's like the kind of will they or won't they, and it's these really messed up games. And so I think at a certain point, love has made us all crazy because that's what it's biologically supposed to do.
You know what? Well said. If it doesn't make you crazy, you may not actually be in love.
I like that. Wait, I got to write that down.
Exactly. I mean, that's literally, it takes over our brains. It's similar. The effect of love on our brains is similar to, I think, both OCD and cocaine. It just floods us with these chemicals.
Rachel, you're kind of bi-coastal, too. I know, born in California, but you went to New York University. It kind of gives you the best of both worlds. Well, maybe not today, where it's snowing on the East Coast, but in general.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm glad to be here. Yeah, I love being bi-coastal, and I think that moving away from Los Angeles and coming back to it has given me a new appreciation of Los Angeles. And L.A. and New York are such wildly different cities. You know, as are L.A. and Chicago. They're just so – L.A. is a – it's such a wildly different city from any, like, East Coast city.
And remind people where you started, because in this wacky world of new media, everything's possible.
Sure. Well, I started on YouTube, and that's how I actually got this show. Is I was doing music videos on YouTube that I was very proud of, and my co-creator, Aline Brosh McKenna, who's a very successful screenwriter, she wrote The Devil Wears Prada and 27 Dresses. She's one of the top screenwriters in Hollywood. She saw one of my music videos and checked out all my stuff, and then the next thing I know, I get an email saying that she wanted to meet with me to discuss creating a musical television show.
How cool is that? By the way, it's at Rachel Does Stuff all over social media. Got about 60 seconds here, Andrea. Last question for you.
Well, I have to say, you know, I'm again, it's very cool. You're an actress. You're a songwriter. I have to give shout-outs to your albums, too. Please Love Me and Suck at Christmas.
Yes,
two vastly
thank
different.
Thank you. Love Me and Suck at Christmas. And I also want to give a shout-out. The first 8 episodes right now are streaming for free on CW.com and Hulu, so you can binge watch the show for absolutely free right now.
So if you've ever boiled a bunny or had your bunnies boiled, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on the CW 7 o'clock new episode Monday night. I'm going to the beach with Josh and his friends. It kind of says what it says because that's what's going to be happening, and the hilarity ensues and tunage too. Hope we can talk again. When you get to Chicago, come see us.
Will do. Thank you.
See ya.